Our story begins in Alexandra's apartment, where Alexandra and Andrew are talking in the living room.
Andrew, you look tired. What time did you get in last night?
Oh, I don't know, 1 a.m., 2 maybe. Where's some coffee?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Are you always going to have to keep these odd hours?
I don't know. We'll see.
So tell me, what are you doing? Are you helping set up parties?
Oh, I'm doing all kinds of things. A little of this, a little of that, then a little bit of this again.
Well, I can imagine how tired you must be since you haven't worked in so long.
Well, I'm working now, Alex, so cut the jokes, will ya?
Well, geez, this whole work thing is making you cranky, Andy.
Oh, don't worry, I'll have enough money to be out of your hair soon.
Listen, Andy, no matter how crazy you make me, you can stay here as long as you need to.
Oh, I know that, but I'm making good money with this job. And I hope to have a place of my own very soon.
At Windsor Academy, Dara and Stacy are talking by Dara's locker.
Dara, do you have a minute?
I have about 30 seconds, Stacy. I can't be late for class.
Look, I need to talk to someone about something personal.
Just spit it out, Stacy. I don't have all day.
It's about Bobby. I've told him that I loved him twice, and he didn't say anything back to me. What does that mean?
He's a guy. Who knows? Some guys don't do well expressing their feelings.
But do you think that's all it is?
I have to go, Stacy. If you really want to talk to me about this, we'll have to do it after school today.
Never mind. I'll handle this on my own.
At Dean Industries, Alexandra is on her way to Serena's office when she bumps into Mac in the hallway.
Alexandra, what are you doing here?
I'm visiting a friend, Mac.
And would that friend happen to be Serena Stiles?
It just figures. That big mouth wife of yours couldn't wait to tell you about that.
Look, Alexandra, believe it or not, I told Raven to keep quiet about that. It's none of our business.
Wow. I'm impressed.
I've gotten to know Serena the past couple of months, and she actually helped land me a job here at Dean.
I was wondering why you were here. I didn't realize you and Serena had gotten so chummy.
She's carrying my brother's baby. I don't want there to be any animosity between her and my family.
Well, if your wife tells Serena the truth about me, who knows what'll happen? Serena's already had a rough pregnancy.
Look, Raven will stay out of it. Don't worry about her.
You know, Mac, I think you're just a little bit clueless about how much control you really have over your wife.
Like I said, it's none of our business, Alexandra. Your secret is safe with me.
What secret?
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.